to Work with Larry and John.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA. It's 6:38 on this Friday morning. I'm Larry Richard. John Shumway back on Monday from his vacation. And it was back last spring when John Shumway made a trip to Maine to do a report on the Farmer's Almanac. And joining us on the 84 Lumber Project Professionals Newsline is Peter Geiger from Farmer's Almanac. He's a philom, which is fancy for editor, right?
Well, no, actually, it's fancy for lover of learning. It's what Ben Franklin used as a title. My first editor, David Young, was a philom, and my dad was a philom, so I said, what the heck? If you're an almanac editor and you know a lot about a little or a little about a lot, you're in.
So you're a philom.
You have to be an almanac editor, though.
A philom.
A philom, yes.
I'd never heard that term before. Well, see, you learn something every time you pick up the Farmer's Almanac. The new edition is out, and I was surprised at how well you did last year in forecasting the year and weather.
Well, I did a good job. In my book, I did say that it wasn't the best I ever did. There was, in fact, John had come up here, and we did a story, and there was a couple of storms I talked about that did not happen. It was a freaky year for everybody, but we did say that it was going to be above normal temperatures. We got some early storms. I thought, oh, I'm really on a roll. And then all of a sudden, it just sort of like the spigot turned off. And there were some reasons for that. But I think we did pretty good last year. And during the summer, we said it would be particularly hot and drier. And so I think that was okay. And now we got to talk about 2013 winter.
Right. A lot of people, you know, do rely on the Farmer's Almanac and have for almost 200 years in your case. And the fact is, with all the modern technology, the Doppler radar, the satellites, the this and then that, in some cases, you're just as accurate or more.
Well, you know, if you look way out, if you want to know what it's going to be like for a wedding, a vacation, a parade, or whatever, where are you going to go? And we do the weather 2 years in advance. We actually do it by region of the country, and we're not going to say it'll start raining or snowing at a certain hour and end another hour, but we will say heavy snow, light snow, fair weather, pleasant weather. And I think it serves what people need. And then the almanac obviously has a lot of other material in it, lots of things to help people live life easily, more easily. I have one fun thing in there where there's a hole in the corner of my almanac, and the almanac itself is orange and green. There's different almanacs out there, so mine's orange and green. And so when you go to the bathroom, if you take your almanac with you, also take a can of Coca-Cola, because if you put the can of Coca-Cola in the toilet tank and let it sit for an hour, you can scrub it and it will be immaculately clean.
Really?
Yes. So if you are so inclined, you can clean your toilet with Coca-Cola.
You're kidding.
No. And because this is a political year and there's lots of bumper stickers out there, when it's all said and done, and if you want to take that sticker off, you just wipe white vinegar over it, let it soak for a few minutes, and then rip it right off without doing any damage.
You know, the fact is, Peter, as you well know, for many years, long before all these innovations of technology, this was literally kind of like the Bible for somebody in terms of everyday living.
Well, it was. And when you think about it, in the 1700s, 1800s, when there were no newspapers and you had an almanac, and there were people coming from all over the world, and they needed to know what to do. So almanac editors, if there was no ministers, they would put out a religious almanac. It could be a medicinal almanac, just like there are different magazines. This particular almanac, the Farmer's Almanac, was sort of a rounded kind of publication, very similar to what Ben Franklin did. It had a lot of wit and wisdom. And throughout our history, and even now, we try to make life easy for people. And with the price of gas going up, we have 10 ways you can save gas. You can 15 ways to reduce your energy usage in your house. We have ways to reduce garbage. We have even, if you have dogs and cats and you have fleas, you put a couple drops of apple cider vinegar in their water, and it keeps the fleas away from them. You know, it's just practical stuff. You don't have to go out and buy all kinds of chemicals. You can do things yourself and have fun doing it at the same time.
And still, though, the number one reason probably people peer into it is take a look at the weather. So let's talk about the winter in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm looking at it right now, and you have a disclaimer in here. You say the almanac maker predicts the weather, but another maker makes the weather.
Well, That is always true. And that's true for any weather predictor. But what we're really saying is that we think it'll be a pretty harsh winter, cold and snowy. You're sort of in a cusp of where we say it'll be colder than normal with mixed snow, sleet, and rain. But when I really look at the predictions, December, and I would rather not talk about December until afterwards, and I can say, I told you so. We talk about a number of storms in the mid-Atlantic states. I mean, several, including over Christmas. And then January, February, a number of storms. So I do think it will be, we'll make up for last winter by having a winter. And I think it will be a significant winter, although I don't think it'll be a record setter. And we have the weather in the 2013 edition right through the whole year. So if somebody wants to see what it is for the springtime, the next summer and so forth, it is there, and all they have to do is pick up a copy.
Now, you say you have a secret formula for prognosticating this.
Yes, I do say that.
And?
You want to know what it is?
Well.
No, actually, we had, well, when the first editor wanted to predict weather for farmers, he put together a method for doing it, and in all of the 196 years, there's only been seven prognosticators. So Caleb Weatherby, which is a pseudonym, is the current gentleman, and he's been doing it for probably 30 years. And the formula is what we use, and so it is secret. And Caleb, we keep him hidden a little bit, and it seems to work out. I mean, but it is a formula that's applied to sunspot activity, planet positions, the effect the moon has on the Earth, all of those things. Allow us to do our weather, which allow us to publish it and to do it 2 years in advance.
Well, for Pittsburgh again, colder than normal with mixed snow, sleet, and rain, and we shall see.
And also, let me just plug my website, which is farmersalmanac.com, because we have a lot of great social media. My media editor is Jamie McLeod, and she's from Pittsburgh, and she lives in Maine now, but she does a lot of my web stuff and does a great job. We have really great interaction, so hopefully people will check out the FarmersAlmanac.com website, but also look for the Farmers Almanac in the stores.
And I'm glad you survived your visit from John Shumway in Maine.
Oh, man, it was tough.
Last spring, huh? You picked him up from the airport and everything.
I enjoyed it very much.
He asks a lot of questions, doesn't he?
Oh, man, we had it. But yes, he asked great questions. I didn't feel threatened. It was kind of a fun time.
Well, Peter, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks and good luck.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
The Phelim from Farmers Almanac. Peter Geiger on the 84 Lumber Project Professionals Newsline.